وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. إن شاء الله الكريم, we're taking the class from the class of tafsir from Surah Yusuf. We start إن شاء الله تعالى the Surah, Surah Yusuf, the Surah 12, from verse number 1, Surah Yusuf. This surah has the name of Prophet Yusuf, alayhi salatu wasalam. Prophet Yusuf is the son of who? Prophet Yaqub. Prophet Yaqub or Israel? Both the same. If you hear Israel, it's Prophet Yaqub. Banu Israel, the children of Israel, is the children of Prophet Yaqub. And Prophet Yaqub is the son of who? Prophet Ishaq. So the father of Banu Israel is Prophet Ishaq. And the father of Prophet Ishaq is who? Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So Prophet Yusuf, he has the, when it comes to the lineage, he has the best lineage, Akramun Nas. Tas'alunani, Yusuf ibn Nabi, ibn Nabi, ibn Nabi. He's the son of a prophet, the son of a prophet, the son of a prophet, the son of a prophet. All this surah, most of this surah, it's about Prophet Yusuf, alayhi salatu wasalam. In a form of story, Allah Azza wa Jal said in ayah number 3, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ بِمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. We relate to you, or the messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the best of his stories, بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن. ما هذه مصدرية. Through our revelation to you of this Quran, we relate to you, we inform you, or the messenger of Allah Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the best of the stories. For revealing and to you this Quran, because of the Quran being revealed to you, we give you, we relate to you, we tell you the best of the stories. So anyone who wants to read the best stories, he reads the Quran. The ulama, they say best stories. Why Quran is the best story? The story of the Quran, why is it the best? Yes, because it is. Number one is صدق, is true. تمت كلمة ربك صدقا وعدلا. صدقا في الأخبار وعدلا في الأحكام. So Allah complete His word in truth and in justice. In truth, in information and news and stories, and in justice, in rules and regulations and laws and commands. So the best story, because the story is true. It's not made up story. It's a true. That's how it happened. That's exactly how it happened. Also, it's best story because. Naam. because كلام الله is a speech of Allah. الله أكبر. ومن أصدق من الله حديثا. No, who is more truthful than Allah? Means nobody. So it's the speech of Allah. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who narrated the story. It's not like any other. It's not like creation narrating the story. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who encompasses everything in knowledge and in wisdom. Tabarak wa ta'ala is the one who relates these stories. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is not only he has knowledge how things happen, but also rather why the things happen. And what was the intentions of the people who did those incidents? So, because it's Allah's speech. Also, it's the best story because of Ahsant, because it's not something happened and it's gone already. Rather, it's something, the example of it is happening. So if there is in the story someone who deceives somebody, there is still someone who is deceiving people. So the story is warning him. It's a warning for that person. If there is in the story there is someone who did righteous action, generosity, kindness, modesty, truthfulness upon Tawheed, means to have those qualities. To follow those righteous people. So it's something happening. Okay, also it's the best stories because of no exaggeration. No exaggeration, no lying, nothing. Also it's best stories because of what? Now, that something really happened. ماذا يقول الشيخ سعدي why is the best story? He mentioned some of it. Every scholar, he mentioned some. He mentioned Prophet Sheikh Sa'di Rahimahullah. Mala qala rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Tayyib. Naam. Huwa qala. نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص وذلك لصدقه وسلامة عبارته ورونق معانيه. Because it is truthfulness. So the story is true. And because of سلامة عبارته. What that means? نعم. Linguistically, the sound, how the sound, يعني it was related linguistically in a way free from mistakes. Salama, no mistakes. You don't find one single grammar mistake, or sarfi mistake, or any other mistakes. Salama. ولا مثيل له بالكون كامل لأنه صفة من صفات الله عز وجل. طيب also ورونق معانيه, the beauty of the meaning, the beauty of the meaning. والله sometimes you recite Quran like Yusuf the surah, you can't stop until you finish it. You cannot stop until you finish because how it's connected to, how it's related to, how every ayah, verse is calling you to have knowledge about the second one. What's next? What's next? What's next? Subhanallah. This is the Quran. This is the Quran. This only surah to Yusuf, not only Yusuf, all the Quran. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives people different. Is how you are connected to the Quran, how you understand the Quran, how your Quran, how your heart is pure, how Allah made it easy for you to understand the Quran. Okay, so the surah, most of it is about Prophet Yusuf, alayhi salatu wasalam. You can say 95 or more is about Yusuf, but Prophet Yusuf in different, his different situation, his different life. First, the surah, Allah talk about Prophet Yusuf with who? Prophet Yusuf and who? Before the brothers. His father, about the dream. Prophet Yusuf saw a dream, he relayed that to his father Yaqub. There is something happened, Prophet Yaqub, conversation between Prophet Yaqub and his son Yusuf, who is a little boy. Then next thing, Allah talks about what? Prophet Yusuf and the brothers. What the brothers did to Prophet Yusuf. So now, Prophet Yusuf and what his brothers did to him. What happened between them? Then the surah talks about what? Before the well, which is what Yusuf's brother did to Prophet Yusuf. That includes the well and everything. What else? Yes. Imra'atul Aziz, the wife of the king. That's very far, Abu Yasir. We go in order. Yes. Being a slave, there is something before that. Yes, that's what the brothers of Yusuf did to Yusuf, throw him to the well. We move that one. What's the next phase of this story? The people, yes? Yes, Ahsant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed him the way he wanted while Yusuf in that situation is thrown to the well, that he will tell them what they did to you while they do not know. After that, the Amir. Okay. Yes. Yes. Ahsant. Diallo. That's what I'm looking for. When they did with the brother of Yusuf, what they did, even before that, they went to their father Yaqub to convince him to have Yusuf with him. So now it's between those, the brothers of Yusuf and their father Yaqub. We want Yusuf play with us. We want and then his reply to, and then after that, when they did what they did to Yusuf, they went back to their father Yaqub, crying, imitating something. That is another incident. So now it's the brothers of Yusuf with Prophet Yaqub, their father. Means what they did to Yusuf and how they get Yusuf. Then after that, yes, Yusuf being found from the well, those who were walking, those who were looking for water. And now, between what those people did, which is selling him. Then, next phase of his story, being sold to that. They were the king. So he became a slave for the leader of Aziz. Then after that, while he grew up, now he becomes, he's not anymore a young boy. Now he's a man. What happened? The wife of the king who he was living with intending to do haram to him. And his rejection to that. Then after that, yes?
Then he ran away and she grabbed him
with her back. That's what happened between them. We finished that. Before the women and before the jail, there is something. The witness from her family to judge between the king involved now, the king of the husband of the woman now involved. There was conversation now. Talk between Prophet Yusuf and the king and the king's wife. Then after that, who involved the judge from the family, how to figure out who was wrong between them. Now that issue finished. Then what happened? What do you mention? The women of the city came to know what happened. They make a plot. They make a way to find, to see Yusuf. Oh, she loved so much. How she loved. And to convince her to expose Yusuf to them. And they plot her, and she plot them also. She did the opposite to them. She prepared, what do we know, of meat and until they cut their hands. And then after that, he ended up to the jail. Then after that, yes? Ahsant. Now another story is inside the jail. Inside the jail, those who were in the jail, two men who saw dream and relate to Prophet Yusuf, saying, we see you, very righteous person. Tell us about this story. And between him, alayhi salatu wasalam, and those two men. Okay, and then? Yeah, he make da'wah. That's what happened between them. He called them to tawheed and the like. Then he interpreted the dream to them. Okay, then after that, what happened? Okay. Now the king come, the king of the general king saw a dream. And he presented to the people who know the dream. They say, we don't know. This is not a dream, actually. And then the one who was in the jail, who was serving the king, remember, Yusuf is very good in interpretation of the dreams. Then there they need it. And when he interpreted the dream, the king said, I need him. And Prophet Yusuf said, you know, why am I in the jail in the first place? Get back to your king, ask why. And now the issue has been known that he was oppressed. While he's free, he come from the jail. And then what happened? Yes, the lady, she accepted. She was the one who, he was Prophet Musa, Yusuf was free from that. Then that's why, after that, he was made out of the jail. Then what happened?
Then he tell him about his dream.
Yes.
Yeah, he tell him that it's
going to
be 7 years.
Ahsant. He interpreted the dream. Yeah, he interpreted the dream. Very good. Then after that? Yes? Now the conversation between the king and Prophet Yusuf.
After one day, they're facing Christ.
Yes. Naam. So now is Prophet the king and Prophet Yusuf, not about the woman. And by the way, is it the same? Is it, this is the this is the husband of that woman, or is it a different king? This is different. This is the general king of Egypt. That one was Aziz. Also, he was respected, honored, but he wasn't the king. والعلم عند الله. Now after that, what happened? Now Prophet Yusuf, he become a member of the government. You can call the Minister of Treasury. He's the one in charge of all that. طيب, after that, what happened? Now his brothers come back to the picture now. First time his brothers are coming back to their brother who was young, and now he's a big man. Some scholars, they say, at that time he was 40 years old. Some, they say, no, he was 80 years old. And without doubt, when they threw him to the well, he was a boy. He was young. Years. In a way, now they don't even know who is this. They don't know who is this. They keep on seeing, talking, selling, buying, debating with him. They don't know who he is.
Does he know who they are?
He knows who they are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. After that, then they come to buy things from him, and he treat them well, and they tell him that they have another brother who was not there, and he knows what his brother also, they share Binyamin, his name is Binyamin, and Prophet Yusuf, they share the same mother. And those other, they share another mother. They have the same mother. Different. Prophet Yaqub has more than one. Then he treated them nicely. He makes sure he did something to bring their brother back. Yes, yes. He wanted to get his brother back. The next time they come, they make sure they bring him. He did something. Inshallah, we'll come to that in detail. The next time, what happened? No, not yet. Not yet. That's after time. Later on, Awadakir. Ah, Santa. That's what I'm looking for. Now, when they went back, now this Prophet Yaqub again and his children about how to find Benjamin and what happened between them. That's about Prophet Yaqub and them. Prophet Yusuf is not there. He's now Prophet Yaqub and those brothers, his children, wanting to find a way to get Benjamin with them. So now is a Binyamin. The first time Binyamin involved with the father Yaqub alayhi salam. Then after that, he gave them Binyamin. They took him. Now new things happen. The king, Prophet Yusuf, find a way to keep his brother. He find a way to keep his brother from them. He did something. They don't know it. He makes sure he kept his brother. Now what happened after that? Yes. Yes. Ahsant. Barakallahu feek. The moment you memorize almost everything, mashallah, yes, yes. Prophet Yusuf had, Yaqub, Prophet Yusuf had a way to keep his brother. Not according to the system of the king he was the minister for, but rather according to the religion of the brothers themselves, Yaqub. Na'am, Allah to give him a knowledge. This is from the knowledge that I gave him. Prophet Yusuf, basically, if he go by the rule of the king, he will not get his brother. So he go by their rule, by those brothers' rule, their religion. Na'am. Fawa jaza'u. Ma wujida fi rahli. Fawa jaza'u. Kadhalika najji dhalimin. Na'am. Hikmah. All these things I will come in detail, just a general idea. Then after that, what happened? The brothers now, they have their discussion among themselves. What to do? Yusuf is not there, alayhi salam. His father Yaqub is not there. Binyamin is not there. It is the brother among themselves. Now, next time they come together, discussing. First time they were discussing how to get rid of Yusuf. And now they're discussing that their father will not accept to go back and to say his son Benjamin is stolen. So they say, what to do? That's between them. Then after that, they went back to the father, except one of them. One of them, he said, Na'am qala kabiruhum ahsan. The oldest of them, he said, I'm not going to the father. You know the agreement we had? I'm not. Until I judge between Na'am. Ahsant. 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 Barakallahu fi. So what happened then? They went back to the father to tell him that they are honest, that his son, Benjamin, stole something. Then the brother, the father, Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam, he gave them guidelines not to lose hope, to go back to find Ibn Yamin. Wa akhihi, ahsanta. Yes, jazakallahu khair. نعم وتحسسوا من يوسف وأخيه ولا تيأسوا من روح الله. So look for both, find a way, look for in a way you will not be felt to find Yusuf and his brother.
He know they are saved.
نعم
he know that they are saved.
Yes, but he doesn't have them. He knows, but he doesn't have them. He loves so much, especially Yusuf. Yusuf was special in his manner and his physical appearance. He was given half of the handsomeness of all men. Shatru al-Jamal. That's why the women, when they see, they say, this is an angel. He's no human being. So they cut their fingers. Prophet Yusuf was not like any other. That's why the woman he was living with, even though a woman of a king, even though he's a slave, she interested in him. Because of his, what Allah gave him, handsomeness. So what do you think his father, what is going to feel? And from day one, it was hard on him even to take him. How many years? So even though he knows, alayhi sallam, he will have him, but still he don't have it. Think about if you somebody tell you, inshallah, you will have $1 million after time, but you don't know when. Until you get the $1 million, what will happen? Everyone go around you, you may think he's carrying the $1 million. So it's not because he knew means he relief. No, he wants to get him. He wants to see his son. And so he really wants to see his son. That's why he lost his eye. Because of grief, because of Al-Muhim. Then what happened? They end up to Yusuf. And there he tell them he's Yusuf. And this is Binyamin. And now he gave them something. He told them to do something. Go back to your to the father. Do this thing. He will get his sight back. They went. That's what happened. But, na'am, his qamis. Na'am. 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 And then what happened between Prophet Yaqub and his children again? Before the khamis come, he said, I smell. إِنِّي الْأَجِدُ رِيحَ يُوسُفُ لَوْلَا أَن تُفَنِّدُونَ. Yes, I'm receiving the smelling of Yusuf. نعم. نعم. He said, you are what? لَفِي ضَلَالِكَ الْقَدِيمِ. نعم. This is not new. You went astray. You were always this. You're still on the same path. You're lost. That's what they say. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And then, alhamdulillah. Now, Prophet Yaqub, he get his sight back. He has the good news. His son, Yusuf, alayhi salam, is there. He's. And now they went, all of them, Prophet Yaqub, his children, his mother, Prophet Yusuf's mother, all of them, they went to Egypt. That's when the Banu Israel, when the Prophet Yaqub, his children moved from Palestine to Egypt. That's the beginning. Yusuf is the first one. That's when the children of Israel went to Egypt. Yeah, when they went to Egypt, that's the beginning. Before that, they were not there. And they will be there until the time of Prophet who? Musa. Very close time. Allahu alam, how many hundreds of years between that. All that they were there. Tayyib. Then, after they met, all the family met together, what happened? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Yusuf, now conversation, but talk between Prophet Yusuf and his father Yaqub about the dream. هذا تأويل رؤياي من قبل قد جعلها ربي حقا وقد أحسن بي إذ أخرجني من السجن وجاء بكم من البدو من بعد أن نزغ الشيطان بيني وبين إخوتي. إن ربي لطيف لما يشاء. إن ربي لطيف لما يشاء. إن ربي لطيف لما يشاء. إنه هو العليم الحكيم. الله wants something. سبحانه هو لطيف to reach that thing. In a way the creation don't understand. They don't perceive. So then after that, what happened? When Prophet Yusuf has his family, he has a leadership, he's very famous, even people in Palestine, they are coming to Egypt and to get the food that no other country has it. People were coming from Palestine because Prophet Yaqub is in Palestine. Other people, they're coming, maybe from Yemen, maybe from all other world. Al-Muhim, then what happened? Yes. Naam. They make sujood. Yes, Ahsan. When they come to Prophet Yusuf, they make sujood all day. They make sujood, which sujood of greeting. Sujood of greeting. Not sujood of worshipping. Tayyib, after that, what happened? What happened after that? Naam. Awa Yasir. Naam. Ahsan, Yusuf, he forgive his brother. Alhamdulillah. Then what happened? Because the forgiving was before that. Naam. Naam. Hada Prophet Yaqub. As for Prophet Yusuf, he forgive them right away. But that was before they went to the father back with the khamis. That's first when they figure. نعم أحسنت على الحسين الله يحفظك ربي قد آتيتني من الملك وعلمتني من تأويل الأحاديث فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلم وألحقني بالصالحين. That's the ending of the story. Means Yusuf, when he had the leadership, when he was safe from the jail, when he was free from doing anything wrong, and he has that honor, in that case, nothing left from worldly life. So he loved, he desired Allah to take his soul away. Oh Allah, you give me dunya, that means give me akhirah. فَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. And there after that he died. رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after that, what Allah said? ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهَا إِلَيْكَ. نعم. وما كنت لديهم إذ أجمعوا أمرهم وهم يمكرون. That's the news of the unseen. We relate to you, O the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You were not with them when they gather to plot him. You were not with them. You don't know this. طيب, after that, the now is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that was the point. All those stories is people who die already. But is the Prophet Muhammad and his follower to take lesson from that. He was addressed. Then before the end of the surah, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allahu Akbar. In their stories, there is lessons for people who have intellect, people who have understanding. This is summary, but each point or each of those phases of the story has a lot of lessons, a lot of ilm. Wallahi, a lot of ilm. So the surah is so connected. To go, inshallah ta'ala, the beginning of the surah, bi'idhnillah, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, if any one of us would have, I have no doubt, if any one of us would have read the surah 3 times, you could have read at least 500 benefits, lessons, 500 benefits. 500 benefits. Some of them relate to the akhlaq, manners, some relate to the aqidah, creed, some relate to the dealings, some relate to different things, the history. Naam. Yes. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام راء، تلك آيات الكتاب المبين، إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Alif Lam Mim, these letters are one of the miracles of the Quran, none but Allah alone knows their meanings. These are the verses of the clear book, the Quran, that makes clear the legal and illegal things, laws, guidance, and a blessing. Inna anzalnahu Qur'anan Arabiyyan la'allakum ta'qilun. Verily, we have sent it down as an Arabic Quran in order that you may understand. Verily, we have sent it down as an Arabic Quran in order that you may understand. What do we learn from this? Allah made the Quran in Arabic language in order to be understood. What do we benefit from that? Yes. نعم. اللغة العربية أفسح اللغات. The Arabic language is the language to someone express what he wants is the best way. He wants to express what he wants the best way. نعم. Give before one example. We say like in English, we said you. I'm saying, Akhi, I'm talking to you. La. If someone hears me now talking from outside, saying I'm talking to you, do you understand me? I'm talking to you. Do you understand me? Who do I mean you? That person, does he know if I mean one person or I mean I'm talking to you. Do you understand? Who am I talking to? One person or two? It's possible to, yes? Why? How about if I'm talking to you? Do you understand me? Can't I mean many? I can mean many. I can mean one of you. I can mean one male, one female, two female, a group of male, a group of female, mixed. All is you, right or wrong? In Arabic, no. In Arabic, one male is what? Anta. Ukallimuka. I'm talking to you. Ka. Bifat al-kaf. One female. Ukallimuki. Bikas al-kaf. Two of them, two people. Ukallimukuma. A group of men. Ukallimukum. A group of female. Ukallimukunna. So you have five words versus one word. It's just an example. So no way, if I say ukallimuka, no way someone think other than that I'm talking to a female. I'm talking to a male. One man, not two, not a group, not female, not one female. Ukallimuka, ukallimuki, ukallimukum, ukallimukunna, ukallimukuma. In English, you. There has to be other things showing who I mean you. Whether who I face, who is with me. Through those things. Qara'in, tadul. Other than that, nobody knows. Somebody who I'm talking to. So the Quran is يعني, it's just an example. Otherwise, and يعني, ask those people who know the language. Like Fa Abd Rahim. The Sheikh who wrote down دروس اللغة العربية لغير ناطقين بها. The Indian Sheikh who wrote down that book for the student of University of Medina. How many languages he speaks? His language, mother language, English, Arabic, and other two or three languages. The same way he knows. Ask him what he said about Arabic language and the like. Those are those who can give the ruling, who knows all those languages. But you, me, when I know only one mother language, my mother language, I cannot give a ruling, other languages. Right or wrong? You have to know the Arabic in depth. And also you have to know other languages in depth. Now you can make a comparison. But many of us, even they don't know their own mother language. Even many, يعني, yes, through reality, especially our time, someone has to have a lot of information. You have to know how to use the smartphone, iPad, how to drive the car. All these things takes a part of, yes, barakallahu fi. Tayyib. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that he sent down the Quran in Arabic language, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ, in order that you may understand. So someone who wants really to understand Quran in a good way, he should study Arabic language. And the ulama, they say Arabic language has 12 subjects. Not only one subject, 12 subjects. 12 subjects. So, and some of it relate to the how the word is built, some relate to the ending of the word, some relate to the meaning of the word, some relate to the a different theme. The same word being looked in different angle. Same word. So the more that someone knows, the more he understands what Quran is. The more he understands why the Arabs were not able to even try to imitate, to make some verses, to claim it matches the Quran. Why Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, why they didn't do any of that? Because they know the difference. This is the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's different. Even the style is different. Even the style, the Quran. Some of the kuffar our time, they try, they steal from the Quran. They did the way the Quran is. They take the end of the verse, they connect to whatever they want. So, subhanAllah, because they don't have, the Quran has a style, has a way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, azza wa jal, is different than the way the people they talk. Therefore, they were not able to come up with verses or a chapter. Then Allah al-Karim subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shaykh Sa'di, rahimahullah ta'ala, said, قال شيخ سعد رحمه الله يخبر تعالى أن آيات في قول الله عز وجل ألف لام راء تلك آيات الكتاب المبين إن أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن وإن كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين. يخبر تعالى أن آيات القرآن هي آيات الكتاب المبين أي البين الواضح أي البين الواضحة الواضحة أي البين الواضحة ألفاظه. نعم أي البين الواضحة ألفاظه ومعانيه ومن بيانه وإيضاح أنه أنزله باللسان العربي أشرف الألسنة وأبينها المبين لكل ما يحتاجه الناس من الحقائق النافعة. وكل هذا الإيضاح والتبيين لعلكم تعقلون أي لتعقلوا حدوده وأصوله وفروعه وأوامره ونواهيه فإذا عقلتم ذلك بإيقانكم واتصفت قلوبكم بمعرفتها أثمر ذلك عمل الجوارح والانقياد إليه ولعلكم تعقلون أي تزداد عقولكم بتكرر المعاني الشريفة العالية على أذهانكم فتنتقلون من حال إلى أحوال أعلى منها وأكمل. نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص وذلك لصدقه وسلامة عبارته ورونق معانيه بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن أي بما اشتمل عليه هذا القرآن الذي أوحيناه إليك وفضلناك به على سائر الأنبياء وذاك محض منة من الله وإحسان وإن كنت من قبل لمن الغافلين أي ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان قبل أن يوحي الله إليك ولكن جعلناه نورا نهدي به من نشاء من عبادنا. ولما مدح ما اشتمل عليه هذا القرآن من القصص وأنه أحسن القصص على الإطلاق فلا يوجد من القصص في شيء من الكتب مثل هذا القرآن ذكر قصة يوسف أبيه وإخوته القصة العجيبة الحسنة فقال إلى آخر كلامه رحمه الله. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.